Jai Baba, Chapter 6. One day, 5 years after Mohuddin beat Baba in the wrestling episode, a fakir by the name of Jawahar or Jawar Ali came to Ratha from Ahmednagar. He did not come alone, but he came with a group of followers. He settled down near Lord Veerbhadra's temple. There was an open space near the temple, and this fakir camped there with his followers. This fakir had the holy Quran memorized and on his lips. He was learned. He was a sweet talker. Mostly whoever came in his orbit got charmed by this man, more often than not. One day he decided to construct a place for prayer called Idgah near Lord Veerbhadra's temple. There were many in the village who were Marathas. So mesmerizing was Ali that even the Marathas, especially Bhagu Sadafal, became his follower. The building of the Idgah began, but soon the villagers accused him of defiling Lord Veerbhadra's temple and he was forced to leave Rahata. He and his followers entered Shirdi, and soon this man began to stay with our Baba in Masjid Ai. Jawar Ali was such a sweet talker that in no time most of those who lived in Shirdi were sort of under his spell. Those who weren't, they assumed that even Baba Sahib had come under the spell of this man. One day this man told Baba to become his disciple. Our Baba, for some reason, agreed. Why would Baba agree to become a disciple of this man who was obviously not evolved? Baba never once revealed as to why he lived with Jawar Ali as his disciple for a short period of time. Even serving this man as a disciple would serve a guru. The reason could have his beginnings in some past life. Baba may have had some unfinished karma with Jawar Ali, and by serving him for a short period of time, maybe he paid off his debts. This is what I think. Of course, eventually only Baba knows best. With Baba allowing him to play the role of being Baba's guru, Jawar Ali became famous all over Shirdi and in the nearby towns. Those who knew Baba were shocked as to how Baba could agree to serve this man who was nothing but a sweet talker, learned in the Quran, but not evolved spiritually. Jawar Ali convinced Baba to leave Shirdi and settle down in Rahata. Whatever Jawar Ali wanted from Baba, Baba obliged. Baba even carried water to fill in the latter's abode for this so-called guru. They would come to Shirdi once in a while, but gradually the frequency of their visits became longer and longer. The simple folk of Shirdi were missing their Baba. However temperamental he was, they knew that he was a rare jewel. Many people felt that Baba had come under some spell. According to them, there could be no other logical reason for Baba to become a disciple of this man. One day, a group of people from Shirdi decided to bring Baba back to Shirdi with them, back to his home, back to Masjid Ai. They had made up their mind that no matter what, they would return to Shirdi only with Baba. They met Baba, and to their surprise, Baba told them to return back to Shirdi quickly, as Jawar Ali was a quick-tempered man and Baba did not want the simple villagers of Shirdi to be insulted or abused by him. While Baba was pleading with his lovers from Shirdi to go back home, Jawar Ali returned and realized that this band of people were hell-bent on taking his famous disciple away from him. His face went red with anger and initially began to vent out his frustrations, but soon realized that the villagers from Shirdi were not to be dissuaded. Eventually, Jawar Ali agreed to let Baba go back to Shirdi as long as he too could return to Shirdi along with Baba and stay with Baba in Masjid Ai. The villagers had no option but to take their Baba along with this fellow back to Shirdi. Devidas, who loved Baba and had shared many discussions with Baba, was upset about this arrangement. Devidas was a handsome looking man with beautiful eyes and a lovely body to look at. He was wise and spiritual, and many from Shirdi treated him as their guru. Appa Bhil, Mal Sapati and Kashiram would meet him and even provide him with ration and whatever little else that he needed in order to survive. In fact, Tatiyaba, that is Tatiya Ganpat Patil Kote, Kashinath and some others considered Devidas as their guru. A few days after Baba and Jawahar Ali returned to Shirdi, Devidas called Jawahar Ali, and in a battle of wits, Devidas unmasked Jawahar Ali. The latter was no match to the spiritual strength and knowledge of Devidas, and he had no option but to leave Shirdi immediately. It is said that Jawahar Ali went and lived at Bijapur. He came back to Shirdi years later and prostrated at the feet of our loving Baba Sahib. Jawahar Ali repented in front of our Baba. Sai treated him with great respect. This story has been told by Mal Sapati, and thus we know about this unusual incident of the false guru and the humble disciple. What is it that Baba was trying to teach one and all through this story? Is it that if you accept an individual as a guru, then you should serve the guru wholeheartedly, even if the guru has not reached spiritual heights? Did Baba want to teach us that to finish one's past life karma, one should quietly and happily go through one's life's experiences? Was Baba trying to teach us that to become a guru, one had to shed the veil of ego? We shall never know, as Baba never once spoke about the incident with Jawahar Ali, nor did he explain his own inexplicable behavior. But then Baba was Baba, always mystical, always loving, always filled with humility. It is said that by merely listening to this story, all sins shall be destroyed. We are not competent enough to understand the workings of karma and why certain things happen to good people and why certain things unfold in life. All I know is that by keeping Baba Sai within our hearts, his name on our lips, his fragrance in our breath, we shall traverse through the bylanes of karma and reach home, reach our Sai. Peace be to all. Baba bless us with well-being and joy. Jai Sai.